This is Internet Radio Rewind, the weekly review of the streaming audio industry from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill, and this program is sponsored by Audioboom. Get trending content from the world's biggest broadcasters, like the BBC, NPR, and others, as well as your favorite local stations and sports teams. With the Audioboom mobile app, you can record, edit, and file audio reports on location so they can be instantly heard by your fans and your followers on social media. On the listening side, Audioboom's daily download automatically adds your favorite audio to your phone every morning, so you can listen offline if you need to, on your commute. Earnings news this week. Also, something interesting might be developing at Apple. But first, a quick reminder of Rain Summit Europe, November 9th in London. It is the gathering of streaming audio experts and an opportunity to meet industry giants from the BBC, Audioboom, Global Radio, and many more, and also hear some live music from up-and-coming electronica band Meraki. To see the power-packed agenda and all the speakers, go to rainnews.com and click Summits. Beats One is the online radio station created by Apple and run by ex-BBC jock Zane Lowe. Nobody knows whether anybody's listening to it because Apple has not disclosed audience metrics, but there have been good reviews of the product. Might it eventually expand to Beats 2, Beats 3, and so on? Well, a research note from British finance company Edison Investment Research says that new Beats stations are indeed in the works. We don't know whether this is rumor, fact, or something in between. But diversification of the Beats One brand makes sense, as it might draw listeners who don't care for the high-energy, cutting-edge pop-rap programming of Beats One. Edison Investment, which, by the way, should not be confused with Edison Research, the American consumer survey company, says that the Beats stations will be advertising-supported and positioned to compete directly with broadcast radio. That's interesting because, if true, it would angle Apple Music into a competitive posture against radio stations, whereas it now competes primarily with record labels through the music subscription part of the service. And in the U.S., if you're competing with radio stations for advertising dollars, you are also competing with Pandora. More podcasts! That is the battle cry of music services. Two big announcements this week. First, Deezer added 20,000 podcasts to its listening platform. That content comes from a previous acquisition of podcast app Stitcher. Deezer has gradually been packaging Stitcher's 30,000 programs into what is otherwise a global music service. Also this week, Google said that it would add podcasts to its music service, Google Play Music. There are some question marks around that announcement, how many shows, for example, and whether they'll be pulled in from the Apple iTunes directory. We know for sure that some podcast hit programs will get added, and that podcast producers can easily add their own shows. Third quarter ratings were released this week by Radio Joint Audience Research, the UK's radio ratings organization. The most notable developments for radio this quarter were in digital radio. That's not streaming audio, it's digital broadcast to digital receivers. Digital radio secured 56 of the population as weekly listeners. That's about 30 million people per week. For the share of all radio listening, digital continued an upward trend and hit 42%. DAB, the digital radio technology platform, accounted for 66% of the 433 million hours of total radio listenings during the quarter, while online listening, that's the streaming part, secured 16%. The report also found a 10% increase in DAB receiver ownership, up to 29 million adults who own a DAB set. SiriusXM has released its third quarter financial data and continued the business momentum established in the first two earnings reports of this year. The satellite radio company posted quarterly earnings of $167 million, up 22% year-on-year. Revenue rose 11% to $1.17 billion, making a third quarter high for the company. As usual in these public calls, the most interesting parts came during investor Q&A. A representative of Deutsche Bank Securities asked about the competitive threat of TuneIn's new premium subscription service in which Major League Baseball and the National Football League games are broadcast. That question proved provocative, and received four answers from three serious execs. CEO James E. Meyer sounded blithe when he said, "I'm not particularly focused on TuneIn right now." However, a bit later, he said, "It doesn't make me happy, but it's what they do." Later, another investor asked about the competitive threat of streaming audio services. James Meyer had this to say, "I think streaming is a technology, not a competitor. And I think streaming will be a fundamental part of what we offer our subscribers over the next decade. I think, frankly, it has as much benefit to us as anybody." And finally, Apple Music might be coming to Android. We've known it probably will, eventually, in contrast to Apple's normal resistance to distributing its apps on Google's mobile platform. Beats Music, though, was the progenitor to Apple Music, and it was on Android. So it makes sense that Apple would want to attract the original Beats Music customers. This week, a German site called Mobile Geeks got some leaked screenshots of Apple Music's supposedly upcoming Android app. So the crossover launch might be coming sooner rather than later. That's a wrap for this edition of Internet Radio Rewind from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill. This program is sponsored by Audioboom. The Audioboom app learns what you like to hear based on your listening history, so you're always getting great new shows without having to search around. Our theme music is by Valtteri Kujala. You can hear all his music on SoundCloud. Remember, subscribe to Rain Daily Digest and join thousands of professionals with the everyday heartbeat of internet radio. Look for the blue button at rainnews.com.